Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. It is a great sin that Gaza was not liberated or the Jewish entity was not eliminated by the efforts of Muslim soldiers, but rather was completely destroyed and marginally liberated by the Trump plan and the betrayal of the rulers of the Muslims. The Egyptian regime announced the celebration of the implementation of the Trump plan in Gaza. Sisi invited the U.S. president to celebrate because he is the mastermind of the Gaza plan. U.S. President Trump said on Thursday that the remaining hostages held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip will be released on Monday or Tuesday of next week, and that he still aims to visit the region to celebrate this occasion. Quote, "It is noteworthy that Egyptian President Sisi had invited Trump to participate in the celebration that will be held in Egypt to mark the signing of the agreement, considering it a historic agreement that crowns the joint efforts of Egypt, the United States, and mediators in the recent period." CNN Arabic, October 9, 2025. But why are they celebrating and applauding Trump when he is the primary supporter of the Jewish entity in destroying Gaza's homes, trees, and stones? Why are they celebrating when the plan's ninth point stipulates that Gaza, quote, will be governed under the temporary transitional governance of a technocratic, apolitical Palestinian committee responsible for delivering the day-to-day running of public services and municipalities for the people in Gaza? This committee will be made up of qualified Palestinians and international experts with oversight and supervision by a new international transitional body, the, quote, Board of Peace, which will be headed and chaired by President Donald J. Trump, with other members and heads of state to be announced, including former Prime Minister Tony Blair. Why are they celebrating when the plan's 13th point states, quote, all military, terrorist, and offensive infrastructure, including tunnels and weapons production facilities, will be destroyed and will not be rebuilt? There will be a process of demilitarization of Gaza under the supervision of independent monitors, which will include permanently putting weapons out of service through an agreed-upon disarmament process supported by an internationally funded buyback and reintegration program, all of which will be verified by independent monitors. And why are they celebrating when the army of the Jewish entity will remain in control of around 53% of the area of the Gaza Strip, and after the completion of the withdrawal, the Israeli army will remain in control of more than half of the area of Gaza Strip at a rate of about 53%. These areas, a buffer zone along the border with Gaza, including the Philadelphia corridor, quote, the border between Egypt and Gaza, in addition to Beit Hanun, Beit Lahia in the far north of the Strip, heights on the eastern outskirts of Gaza City, and large parts of Rafah and Khan Yunis in the south of the Strip. Ash-Sharq al-Awsat, October 10, 2025. Why are they celebrating when the withdrawal will be to the Yellow Line, which is inside the Gaza Strip? The Yellow Line is the withdrawal line designated for the Israeli army under the agreement, although the Yellow Line is several kilometers from the occupying state's border with the Gaza Strip. Most Israeli army positions are currently located 1.5 kilometers from the border. Al Arabi Al Jadid, October 11, 2025. Why are they celebrating when the people of Gaza are moving from place to place, having lost their martyrs, men, women, and children, and when they reach their homes, they find them destroyed, housing neither a single resident nor a refugee? Why are they celebrating when there is a civilian military coordination center for the Gaza Strip led by the U.S. Central Command? CNN quoted a U.S. official yesterday, Friday, as saying that U.S. forces have begun arriving in, quote, Israel as part of efforts to establish a civil military coordination center to monitor the implementation of the ceasefire agreement. The U.S. network quoted the official as saying that the forces will monitor, quote, efforts to achieve civilian rule in the Gaza Strip, Sharq al-Awsat, October 11, 2025. Is this why they are celebrating and they are rushing to invite Trump to lead the celebration and applaud him, describing it as a great historic event, even though his plan is to strengthen the Jews and the loss of the Muslim lands, the blessed land of Palestine? Is this how the rulers of the Muslims take Trump and the Kafir disbelieving colonizers as their allies? ترى كثيرا منهم يتولون الذين كفروا لبئس ما قدمت لهم أنفسهم إن سخط الله عليهم وفي العذاب هم خالدون. You see many of them taking the disbelievers as allies. Truly wicked are their misdeeds, which have earned them Allah's wrath, and they will be in everlasting torment. Al-Ma'idah 80. O armies in the lands of the Muslims, the crusaders gathered from Europe, attacked the lands of the Muslims, and remained in Al-Quds for years, wreaking havoc. The fighting continued until the soldiers of Islam, led by Salah ad-Din, fought them and defeated them in a well-deserved defeat. Salah ad-Din then liberated the city and expelled them from it by killing and humiliating them. Its people returned to it triumphant and glorified. Are you not capable, O soldiers of the Muslim armies, of following the example of those who preceded you among the soldiers of Islam to liberate Palestine and the Hashem's Gaza Strip by crushing the Jewish entity and eradicating it from existence, so that the people of Gaza and indeed all of Palestine can return to their homes, honored and victorious, preceded by the takbirs of victory? Allahu Akbar. Indeed, you are capable. For you surround the Jewish entity as a bracelet surrounds a wrist. However, you need a sincere and loyal leader. Is there not such a leader among you to lead you in the fight against your enemy, who has been struck by humiliation and misery, and who cannot win in a fight against you? وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. But if they meet you in battle, they will flee and they will have no helpers. Ali Imran 111. Then you fight them in a battle that will scatter those behind them, and their group will be defeated, and they will flee. Indeed, you are able. So put your trust in your Lord, and make firm your resolve, and be among those about whom Allah described while they were fighting their enemy, saying, قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَن يُصِيبُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا فَتَرَبَّصُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُتَرَبِّصُونَ. Say, are you awaiting anything to befall us except one of the two best things, victory or martyrdom? But we are awaiting Allah to afflict you with torment, either from Him or at our hands. So keep waiting. We too are waiting with you. At-Tawbah 52. If the rulers prevent you from fighting your enemy, then fight them by all means and support Allah, and He will support you. Then the people of Gaza and indeed all of Palestine will return to their homes, victorious, glorifying Allah and conquering their enemy, destroying its entity, rather than returning to see their enemy dominate the blessed land with the support of Trump and the failure of the Rawabida, insignificant rulers. O Muslims, O armies in the lands of Muslims, we conclude with what we have said to you more than once. We are reassured by Allah's victory, the glory of Islam and Muslims, the return of the righteous, fighting Khilafah, Caliphate, the fighting and killing of the Jews, and the conquest of Rome as Constantinople was conquered, and Istanbul became the abode of Islam. We are assured by that, even if the kuffar and hypocrites say, as in the verse, إِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ غَرَّ هَؤُلَاءِ دِينَهُمْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Remember when the hypocrites and those with sickness in their hearts said, these believers are deluded by their faith, but whoever puts their trust in Allah, surely Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Al-Anfal 49. Indeed, all of this victory for the Muslims is in the promise of Allah and the glad tidings of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it will happen, Allah willing. But the way of Allah, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, the Almighty, the Wise, has required that he does not send down angels from the sky to establish a khilafah, caliphate, for us and fulfill for us the promise of Allah, Al-Qawi Al-Aziz, the Strong, the Almighty, the glad tidings of his Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while we remain idle and do nothing. Rather, he sends down angels to help us while we work seriously, diligently, truthfully, and sincerely. Then Allah will grant us victory and triumph in both abodes, and that is the great triumph. وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Ar-Rum 4-5. To this, Hizb al-Tahrir, the pioneer that does not lie to its people, calls you, O soldiers in the Muslim armies, rush to the glory of this world and the hereafter. Proceed to destroy the Jewish entity and return the entire blessed land to the abodes of Islam. And Allah is with you and will not let your deeds go to waste. Hizb al-Tahrir.